Log Talk Radio.
Sheena? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, listen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I pray that we hook back up to the show, amen. This is an honor, praise God, amen. The speaker of the hour, amen, is now able to come on, her and her pastor both. Amen, to speak a word in season. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Kingdom Worship of 2010 Camp Meeting. Amen, so I'm excited. Amen, I'm over-elated, amen, because, you know, it's an honor when someone takes their time out that was in a storm, amen, stranded in Richmond, Texas, amen, in this storm, Hurricane Alex, amen, praise God, and they still take out their time to do the will of God. You know, we are on a mission, saints, amen, praise God, and the word must go forth despite of what we go through, amen, and despite of what it looks like, amen. So we just thank God today. I want to start off with scripture reading, praise God. And I pray that everyone is listening, amen. I pray that we got reconnected again because this is a divine connection from the Lord, amen. And after I finish praying and reading the scripture, I'm going to turn, amen, praise God, amen. The service is over to my speaker, amen, which is Evangelist Christina with Simply the Word Ministries, praise God. And so I'm excited, amen. Whatever God gives her to do and her pastor to do, amen, we are more than excited, amen, and elated, amen, to have them on the broadcast. And the Bible said in the 23rd chapter of Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Amen. He restored my soul. Amen. I give God the glory. I'm so happy. Amen. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff and thou comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Father, we just want to thank you right now, and we give you glory, amen, because, amen, you are an awesome God. I cannot reach out enough and thank you for what you're doing. Amen. Praise God. I ask that you would move by your spirit, amen, and anoint us the more, amen, tonight, amen, for this service in the name of Jesus, so that you might be get the glory, amen, out of what you have a purpose, amen, for this camp meeting. Now, we know that God, amen, all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and are called according to your purpose, amen. So we want to shabbat you today. We want to thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. We want to thank you, Lord God, amen, because, Lord God, in you we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is not a storm, amen. There is not suffering. There is not sickness. My God, there's not anything can stop the worshipers, amen, the true worshipers from coming forth, the worshipers, amen, to do the will of God. So we set, amen, on a divine appointment for you, amen, because, amen, hallelujah, you have ordained this, God. So we just want to give you glory, amen, hallelujah, for the speaker and her pastor. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, amen, hallelujah, for keeping them in this storm. They were on a mission, God, but Lord God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You told me it ain't over until you say it's over. So I give you glory, hallelujah, all the honor and all the praise. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. We block you today in Jesus' name. Knowing that, God, you are our creator. We thank you for Jesus Christ and his blood. We told you, God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And God. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. For the Bible said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we want to give you glory today, God, all the honor and all the praise, because you're worthy to be praised, my Father. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. I bless your holy name, hallelujah. I exalt you, your majesty, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for moving by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Touch right now in Jesus' name and begin to set the captives free. Somebody needs a divine appointment from you, Jesus. And the only way they can get it, God, is through those that you have appointed to you be used for your glory. So we ask you to move by your spirit today. In the name of Jesus, send forth the revival. Send forth your will. In Jesus' name. Somebody need healing in their bodies. Well, I got a word from you. So you're from the Lord. God is greater than your sickness, and God can do everything but fail. So we are at the point right now where we can praise your name. Oh, God, I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give you glory. All the honor and all the praise, for it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your precious Holy Spirit that this that you have called forth is designed and appointed by you, God. So we ask you to anoint, amen, the speakers right now in the name of Jesus. I know they're tired and their bodies from the struggle of the storm, but Lord God, you made them greater than the storm, for you rose them above, amen, every trick and trap of the devil, and you begin to utilize them in such a powerful way. So we thank you, my Father, and we give you glory and all honor and all the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Oh, thank you for Christina, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for anointing her lips. I thank you for anointing her pastor's lips. I thank you, Lord God, that the word is coming forth. Amen, in your name, in the name of Jesus. And I give you all honor, glory, and praise. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Oh, my God. Praise God. You know, I'm excited. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. On yesterday, amen, we had a powerful woman to come on. And I mean, she lit it up, amen, and she tore down the works of Satan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Reverend Doris Darcy, amen, praise God, within his presence ministries. And for those that was not able to listen to her on yesterday, amen, go back into the archives, amen, and begin to, amen, let that word soak in your spirit. And then on the first day of the camp meeting, amen, we had, praise God, Reverend Darla Wynn, and she spoke a word in season, and I'm telling you, saints, amen, I'm going to review this over and over and over again. Now we have today Christina, amen, praise God, and I'm going to let her speak, amen, and give you some information concerning herself and her ministry and how she want to do it. I'm turning the services over to her, praise God, and she will go in, amen, and expound on the word and whatever God has her to do in Jesus' name. Praise God. Christina? Hello? Hello? Amen. Oh, God, we got disconnected. My God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, praise God. I don't want to, what I'll do is I won't disconnect, amen. Praise God. If she called back in, praise God, then I'll try to connect us back. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited. Praise God. But anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I just praise God. Amen. The Bible let us know the will of the Lord must be done. Praise God. And we just thank him, amen, for what he's doing and what he's about to do. I tell you what, saints, amen, I'm so determined, amen, to do the will of God and see if I can get her back on the line. So just hold on just a few minutes while I disconnect and then connect back again. Praise God. It's not going to take me but a second to do this. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I just want to give God the glory. Amen. I'm not literate when it comes to, amen, how to get the computer set up for, amen, connection. So I had to go the old-fashioned route. Amen. Praise God. But we just want to give God the glory. Amen. I have my part is back online. Amen. And now I'm going to turn it over to them. Amen. But first of all, I want to rejoice. I thank God, amen, again for what he's doing. Amen. Everything that the enemy is trying to do, amen, concerning, amen, God's will cannot work. Amen. Because God is greater than Satan. Amen. And what he's trying to do. So I'm going to turn, amen, the program over to Christina. Amen. And let her give us some information on her ministry and let her do whatever God has appointed for her to do for this time. Because she's taken out her time. She didn't have to. She's taken out her time from a storm, and I'm in the storm, amen, praise God, area. So I know what she went through, her and her pastor. So I'm going to turn it over into her and her pastor's hand, amen, and God is going to do the rest. Praise God.
Amen. I thank you, praise God. I'm going to let my pastor talk real quick. He is Apostle Lamont Hill. We are of the Kingdom First Ministries International, USA, amen, because we're getting ready. He's preparing for a meeting, so I'm going to allow my pastor to speak first, and then he'll then turn it back over to me. Is that okay, Pastor Burns?
Man, praise God.
Okay, hold on.
Amen, praise God. God bless you, Pastor Burns. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Praise God, praise God. I heard so much about you in the last few days since we've been down here. In the Houston area. And I tell you, we thank God for his traveling mercies first for allowing us to be here, even though we were detoured on the way. I was just saying sometime this afternoon that God had reordered our steps.
Yes.
That he had us positioned here in the greater Houston region because there is still yet a word from God.
Yes.
For this particular area. Obviously, this particular region needed to hear, and they needed an impartation from us before we made our way into Mexico. And I tell you, I got maybe 5 days' worth of deposits to unload within a day's time. And I know that God wants to do a work here quickly.
My God.
I tell you that, you know, what you're doing here, I'm not sure which direction you've been going in the last few days with the speakers, but God is definitely speaking to Texas.
Yes.
Just a minute ago, you know, right before Chris began to tell me to, you know, to come on and to speak, the Lord began to remind me how Texas is the Lone Star State, and the Lord reminded me about stars. Well, when you consider heaven and you consider the access into the kingdom of heaven, you look at stars. Stars are also representative or also symbolic to angels as well.
Yes.
Texas alone sits as a principality to our country. And because it is the greatest state, yet the biggest state on the map of this nation, God's getting ready to do some even greater and bigger things here. But in order for it to transpire, there's going to be a need for repositioning, and there's going to be a need for reconstruction.
Come on, please.
Many of our churches are yet following the same paradox or stuck in that same paradigm that our churches was of old.
Yes.
But God is trying to move this particular state into another dimension concerning the things of God. No more longer will we have just access to church, but God wants us to have access to heaven.
Yes.
So we need to begin to be like it. And I'm telling you, this has been really brewing in my spirit for the last 9 months. But there's a need for us to become like Jacob and to be able to have access between both heaven and earth.
Yes.
Because we're now in a time where the Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 14, it says, and the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of God's glory as the waters cover the sea. And I think it's interesting that the biggest state, the biggest part of the country sits on the biggest portion of the water.
My God.
You know, help here today. And God wants us to begin to tap into something much greater than we've ever had the opportunity to tap into with our molded mind church sets.
Yes.
We need to now begin to access the glory of the Lord, because Texas is literally a haven. And I was just sharing with them on our way here. It's a haven for the demonic. It's a strong haven for witchcraft and for all types of evil. But the Bible tells us where sin abound, grace doth more abound. And when the enemy should come in like a flood, God will raise up a standard, which means that he'll put a principality, which is a governing police officer from heaven. Oh my God. He'll go and get someone that has the ability, like Peter did when he told him, he said, Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but it was my Father in heaven. Everybody don't have access to that revelation. And so they don't know how to have the authority in the kingdom of heaven to bind and to loose. And that's what God wants to put here in the state of Texas.
Yes.
He wants to put some generals in this state that know how to bind and loose.
Yes. Yes. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost.
I tell you, I'm really full here, and it's really not my time yet. But God really wants to do a work here in Texas, and it's very important that we begin to tap into the next dimension of intercession, the next dimension of worship. The Bible talks about in Acts chapter 15 how God would raise up the tabernacle of David, which means that we have to change the way that we worship.
Come on, Jesus.
All of our prophets here began to cry out how God wanted us to intensify our worship while we was here, even in the midst of the storm.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
And the only way that we're going to stop the demonic activity and have more power than the powers that be is that we're going to have to change the way that we worship, and we're going to have to change the way that we pray.
Yes.
And we're going to be much, and I've been saying this for a long time, God is raising up prophetic intercessors that have the anointing like the prophetess Anna. And this is not just for women, but this is for men. They carry the mantle of Anna because Anna knew how to fast and to pray. The Bible says that she prayed both day and night.
Yes.
God is looking for some people that ain't afraid to lose no sleep.
Yes. Come on, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful.
And we have to come to a place where we're praying day and night, day and night. Not so much just prophesying, but we need to begin to care for the people through prayer and care for the people through worship and spend time with them and pulling them through the book and the mind of the sin back into a place of victory.
Glory be to God.
My God, my God, my God.
Thank
my God, I'm gonna pass this phone back to the emerging prophetess. I'm declaring that because that's what she is. Amen.
Yes.
And I tell you, Pastor Barbara, you keep on pressing. I see that God is going to use you in such a great way here in the Houston region. that you continue to do what God calls you to do. And I'll share this with you as well, because, you know, I come from a lineage spiritually. My spiritual father is Apostle Raymond Witherspoon.
Okay.
The oldest living spiritual son of Mother Boyd. I don't know if you know her or not. Mother Boyd was very powerful in prayer. She birthed many ministries in her time. She passed in 2005. As a matter of fact, if you would go and watch some of the YouTube videos, you will see where she even laid hands on some of those, like the Daryl Hines and the Prophetess Bynum and many of those. But because of her ministry, a lot of intercessory prayer ministries have been birthed. And I'm hearing the Lord saying that you carry such a mantle on your life as well to birth many more ministries through prayer.
Yes.
And God's going to use you in such a way where you would literally intercede and cover ministries that God has connected to you through prayer.
Yes.
And because of your faithfulness and because of your love for God, God's going to really raise you up in such a way where there will be no lack in your life, woman of God. And so you continue to press and do what God say do, and know that the hand of God is upon your ministry, and God's going to give you the desires of your heart, says the Spirit of the living God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
I cannot call you a pastor because you are an apostle.
Yeah. Well, I'm both. I touch all five, so.
Praise God.
Amen.
Awesome ministry you have. Praise God.
Praise God.
God wants you to know that you haven't seen nothing yet. Amen. You just at the beginning. Amen. But he said your latter end is going to be so great. Amen. Amen. I hear him say you're going to have so much. Amen. You're not going to have room because he's appointed you. And you're getting ready, amen, not to only travel to Mexico, but he said you're getting ready to go abroad. Amen. And he told me to tell you that you passed your test. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Because you stood up for what a lot of people wouldn't have even attempted to do.
Amen.
Thank you so loud.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. I'm going to pass the phone along and get on to the next meeting here. But God bless you. We love you, Pastor.
Love you so.
All right. God bless you.
God bless.
Amen. I think the word has already been brought in less than 5 minutes.
Yes.
The word of the Lord has already been blessed.
Yes.
Amen. But I thank and praise God. That's my pastor. That's who I'm under, Apostle Lamont Hill, him and his wife, Prophetess Kenyatta Hill. Amen. And I did study last night. God did give me a word. And I had already had it prepared and ready to go today, and I don't have my Bible or anything, my notes or anything, but God had begun to talk to me concerning functioning under pressure. Amen. And I began to think about when we got here and how excited we were because everybody was leaving, going to Mexico. We were going to Mexico. We were thinking about the food, authentic Mexican food. Amen. But then when we got ready to get our room, amen, that night, God began to talk to me and began to speak to me. How can you minister unless you're in the storm? And I couldn't minister, he said, and it wasn't that I was scared of being in the storm, but God says that I put you here for a particular reason. You can't tell anybody how to come out the storm unless you've been in the storm yourself. So I need you to be able to function under pressure.
Come on.
Amen. So I thought about that thing, and God did begin to speak a word in Romans 5, and I think it was, from the first verse to the fifth verse, God had begun to talk about perseverance. Even as I was in the shower last night, God said the word for today would be perseverance. And I'm like, God, what are you saying about this? We know what perseverance means, but he said perseverance is being able to calmly go through your handicaps and your disabilities. In other words, when you are handicapped, when things around you are not the way that it's supposed to be, when things are not going how it should be, we're at a handicap, we're disabled. But God's still saying, I still want you to persevere. We still have to move. And then I began to look even over through Romans, the 5th chapter, and God was talking about, let me just read this real quick. It says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in the sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. When I begin to look up that word character, it says a dramatic piece of art.
My God.
We are dramatic pieces of art. And in our perseverance begins to bring character. How can you build character unless you go through? And when I started just thinking about this thing about going through, I began to see Jesus. He began to give me a vision when they marched him from home to Calvary's mountain, how he persevered. But he calmly went through this thing. Not one time did he mumble. Not one time did he cry out. Not one time did he turn around and say, God, no, this is not for me. Not one time did he turn around and say, you know what, I got the power. I got the authority to destroy. But he calmly walked that thing. He fell. Yes, he did, but he got back up again. The Bible says that a just man fell 7 times. Every time Jesus fell, I began to see the shadow. And people have been calling us, the panicking. Y'all down there, we need to get y'all out of here. This is it. God says, no, I need you to cut the phones off.
Yeah.
Because now you have to function under pressure. Because any dysfunction brings about a bursting. And in this bursting, it's going to bring about some things that's going to change the region for the better. I have you in place and in position to do what needs to be done. And when I began to look at the sky, God began to show me the connecting of the prince of powers, the prince of Persia, that was gathering over the state of Texas. God says, now, I want you to look at the clouds, and I want you to begin to speak to the clouds, and whatever it is that you say to the clouds, because I need you to be able to function under pressure. There's some folks down here that need you. There's some people down here that need some deliverance. There's some people here that need some breakthroughs. And the only way that they're going to get the breakthrough is that they begin to look at you and see me through you, persevering and building character.
Yes.
And when I began to look at this thing about hope, God began to talk about hope. Hope is something being desired. God says that you have to desire me. And because we have such a desire, my God, for him, he said, now I'll build my rock upon you. The tribulation that comes. I'm telling you, I began to look at this thing last night, and God began to deal with me. There was deformity. But in all of this, it lies a resurrection in Jesus. And I sat up last night, and I turned and I talked with that thing because I got excited. God said, in me you would die, but in you I will live. And when I live, you will live to declare the works that I have granted.
My God.
And so, dysfunctioning under pressure, I've opened up the doors. This is what the Spirit said. I've opened up the doors. Not one time have we had to sleep in a hotel other than the fact that when we first got here. But ever since we've been here, God has made a way out of no way.
Come on.
For every last one of us, we didn't have to buy no food. We didn't have to sleep in a hotel. We didn't have to spend no money. And we had more than enough people pulling at us, stretching on us for the word of God.
My.
So now what I'm saying to you that encouraged me, function under pressure. Now, I know you was here. I knew you was here. You talked about Hurricane Alex. But the perseverance, the moving along, the going in, and sitting in the presence of God, God said to intensify the worship, because when we worship, it's something about being in the presence of God, that when his name begins to rain, demons begin to tremble, and I'm a witness because the skies begin to clear up. Although we sit back and the principalities was beginning to still gather and still connect with one another, we have to sit back and know that God is God, and he's all God by himself. And he's almighty. And he don't need none of us. what's going to happen is what's going to happen. But in the midst of the storm, we're still able to pray. We're still able to build character. He's birthing in us a resurrection. He's still yet God. I don't care what goes around. We looked at the news and to understand that the eye of the storm was raining over Houston. We begin to go outside and we begin to pray. And we begin to look toward the heaven. God, you told us to look to the hill from whence coming to our help. We know that it's from spectators. We do know this. But we also know that it for such a time as this, it was demanded for the principalities to meet. Because it's a battle between Satan and God.
Yes.
But we got to understand that God has all power. Not just some of the power, but all power. And all things are in his hand. Satan can't bust a move. And that's what we have to understand. You can't even move. So God says move. And even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of the flood, we still stood outside and called on Jesus.
My God.
We still stood there. So in everything that I got, I'm still going to sound the trumpet. I'm still going to sound the alarm. I have to sound the alarm. I have no other choice but to sound the alarm. Because when I told God, yes, I mean yes, all the way. Not some of the way, but all the way. It's still yes.
My God.
Even if we don't come out of this, God, it's still yes. Even if we don't get back home when it's tended for us to get back home, God, it's still yes because we know that you have the power. And if you don't do it, it's not because you was not able to. It just wasn't our time to go.
All right. All right.
My goodness. I thought about that thing. God gave me that word, opposition. And the thing about, I thought about it, and even last night I was just sitting writing, Mama Beverage. I was just sitting there writing. And God gave me opposition. He said, I'm going to tell you what opposition means. Opposition is the opposing opponent that is in position against you.
Come on now.
Many people didn't catch that thing because I had to say it three or four times last night. Opposition is the opposing opponent that's in position against you, which is the enemy. And God says that in every opposition, I'm able to pull you out. I'm able to position you. Although it's the opposing opponent, but I have you in position.
My God.
That's what that word opposition, it took me a minute. I knew what opposition means. I knew it was an obstacle. But God said, no, I'm going to give you my definition of opposition. Because now you're able to bring about some deliverance. Because most people look at it as just being what it is, an obstacle.
My God.
But an obstacle can be overcame. The enemy can be cast down and won. It would not be another battle.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be another battle. I had to get that thing on the inside. Thank you, praise God. I had to get it. I had my notes and everything. I was just actually calling in to listen to the show, you know, because although we're here in the midst of everything that's going on, I still want to hear some people or some of the people that I generally would listen to when I'm at home.
Yeah.
But when God got you in solidarity, there's no way out until he lets you out.
Yes.
There's no way out until he lets you out. When you are in a solid position to hear from God, you can't get out until he lets you out. Yes. And I thank and praise God because we've been in position for solidarity. Even if we had to sit in the car, we understand that people were so excited to see us and have us. I was kind of surprised. I don't know anybody, but the doors was open. The doors was open. God made a way. But he finally got us where we can hear. And I'm thinking, praise God, because I'm not just traveling by myself. I'm traveling with my pastor, amen, and his wife. We're coming as a team and another young lady that's with us. But I thank and praise God that he got me with a praying man and a praying woman who's our leader.
Yes.
They are our leaders. And I thank and praise God because I know that he's praying. But when he came for you, I'm up praying. And when she came for you, I'm still up praying.
Yes.
And when I'm not up praying, they're up praying. And when they not up praying and we all sleep, the other young lady is praying. So around the clock, we're yet praying.
Yes.
Speaking the faith of God, and that's what God wants. In the time of the storms, he don't want you praying. He wants you worshiping him.
My God.
Because there's some things that need to come forth, and only worship can bring it forth.
My God.
Amen. I done got excited. I thought my pastor was excited. I done got excited around here. I got to calm down, Mama. I got to calm down. I got to calm down. Amen. So I just thank God for the opportunity. Functioning up under pressure. And, I mean, it's a word. It is a word. Most people look at it as being very simple, but you got to think about it. How many people can function when they're under pressure?
My God. My
Most people break.
My God.
Most people break when they're under pressure. Most people commit suicide. Most people walk off the deep end. Most people lose their mind.
Yes.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, God said that I'll lift up a standard. But we got to know how to function under pressure.
Yes.
It's just like the pressure cooker. It's just like the pressure cooker. When you deep frying some chicken and you want that chicken be trying to hop out, but you done stuck them in the pressure cooker. Ain't going nowhere. You got to know how to function.
Yes.
And when you come out the pressure cooker, you all fried and dyed and all ready to the side. You ready to go. God can do some stuff for you.
You ready?
It's all about the pressure cooker, and he is the pressure cooker. Amen. I'm through, Mama.
My God, amen. That was a powerful word, functioning under pressure. And what she said is so true, because one of the things that when you're up under pressure, that ignites your faith. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If you ever want to prove your self-worth to God, stand under pressure and allow God to let that faith work it for you. Praise God. And then, amen, her apostle came on. I mean, I felt that anointing. Amen. Such a powerful young man of God. That's standing up for the will and the purpose of God in our lives. Amen. And, you know, when they spoke about Texas, I'm going to tell you the truth. They, you know that they have to walk in the prophetic because they didn't know that. When I moved back in here from Missouri, amen, a few months ago, I walked into nothing but witchcraft, nothing but warfare, tremendous warfare. And I am a mother from Zion. I pray for a lot of people and stand in the gap, amen, for a lot of people. But I say, God, I say, these demons, my God. I say, oh, my God. And I began to talk. And I began to complain. And God let me know, stop complaining. Just go in there and fight. And so I told him, I said, God, I'm so physically tired. And God told me, he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And they shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So I began to call on God and ask him for strength for the battle because of the pressure that I was under. And God literally, amen, gave me the strength. And as I've seen in a dream last night, I've seen when my strength had begin to regain itself, and I seen how I was going in and tapping into the various strategies that Satan was doing toward the people that I was involved with, and I seen me defeating the enemy. And I give God the glory. And he give us that strength. He give us that power to defeat the enemy. Amen. And y'all came down. Amen. Praise God. As reinforcers. Amen. To stand up.
Yeah.
Tear down some of these strongholds. To tear down the prince of the air. To tear down some of these witches and warlocks that are in these churches. That are gaining silly women and capturing them, amen, and causing them to lose their whole household. Because, I mean, this is a flood of wickedness in this area. And that's why God sent me back. He said, go back. She said, go now, amen, and do what I call you to do, because I have much people in this city that needs deliverance, but I also have people that will intervene and intercede for my purpose and will. And that's what we have. We have this purpose and will. You guys took out the time. That's why I know, amen, you love the Lord. To lay your lives down, amen, amen, in essence to doing the will of God. Because, see, this is not the only battle that we will go through, but there are many others to come. But if we can master this, Jesus told me one time, he said, you got to master what's been mastering you. If we master what's been mastering us, amen, next time we see this, amen, it won't be able to filtrate. It won't be able to infiltrate. It won't be able to touch us, amen. What a powerful word, amen.
Yes.
And under pressure. I love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too, Mama.
I want you to close out with words and amen, prayer, and whatever God leads you to do, and we'll just close the session. Amen. We got the victory.
Amen. My pastor also is on Blog Talk as well, but we also do have a website, which is Kingdom First Ministries International USA. You'll be able to contact him. He's under that website. That's his website. That's the church website. He's doing teaching prophetic training. For evangelism and emerging prophets and prophetess and, you know, all of the fivefold ministry. Amen. You all will even if they're in the Chicago area, I'm not sure how you all will hear him. I know that you all can access him through the internet on Friday mornings from 5 to 6. He's also on the radio, which is WYCA, I believe, in Chicago, which is our station is like 92.3. Amen, but I believe that you all, for those that's not in the Chicago, Gary, Indiana, land region, they'll be able to hear him also on the internet just by putting in the call numbers of the station. Amen, and for me, I have Blog Talk, Simply the Word Ministry. Amen, I also have my own website, which is simplytheword.web.com. Amen, and you all can access me through there for prayer requests and all. I do nothing without my pastor. I do nothing without my apostle, so I am covered, and I thank and praise God for that. Amen. I thank and praise God for Pastor Burris. Long-term relationship, I knew that she was a mothering woman of God when I first met her. Amen.
Praise
and I just thank and praise God for her, because she is that mothering attitude. She has that mothering ability. Amen. And she don't mind rebuking, reproving, and exalting. Amen. She does what the mother of the church is supposed to do. And we don't have many of those anymore. And I thank and praise God that we still are able to be in contact with the few that we are in, because they are great, great advantages to the kingdom of God. Amen. They teaching the women. They teaching the young girls. They teaching us the way. They teaching us the way. And I thank and praise God, because we need that. In these last and evil days, the enemy is trying to take over, but God still yet has some mothers that don't mind staying on their knees.
Yes.
Amen. Interceding on the behalf of the women, prevailing.
Yes.
I thank and praise God. It's another sermon, but I thank and praise God. Did you say you want me to take us out in prayer?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, for we know that this is the day that you have made, and you can rejoice and be glad. God, we thank you for the storm. God, we embrace whatever it is that you got going on, God. We embrace it, oh God. We thank you for strength, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for sleeping and being able to be peaceful in the midst of the storm, oh God. Even throughout the night, so many things could have happened, but God, you didn't even see fit for it to happen.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you, because we know that you are God and you're God by yourself.
Yes.
We know that there is none like you, no matter where we go, no matter what we do, Jesus. We know that there is none like you, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, on this day, we say thank you.
Thank
we lift up our hands and we say thank you.
Thank
God, we lift up our voices and we say thank you.
Thank
Lord, we open up our hearts and we say thank you. Lord, we just magnify your name, Jesus. Lord, we glorify your name, oh God.
Jesus.
We know that the enemy is horrified. Lord, know that the enemy is terrified. We know that you will get the glory in front of, oh God, in front of everything that we are going through here in the South Texas. God, we're giving you the glory. God, we're giving you the praise. God, we're still lifting you up.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we're still calling on your son. Lord, we're still calling on your son.
Yes.
You said in the word that every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that you are God.
Yes.
God, we're sounding the alarm on this day. God, we're sounding the alarm on this day. And God, we won't stop until you say it's over.
Yes.
Lord, we will keep on going. We won't stop until you say it's over.
Yes.
If you say it is over, God. And we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you cover Pastor Burris, oh God. We ask that you cover those that are listening by way of archives by the computer, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every satanic attack.
Yes.
We come against every demonic backlash and retaliating spirit.
Yes.
Lord, we know that your word will go out and do what it is accomplished
Utterly.
To you. And we know that it will not return unto you, Lord.
Yes.
We know that when your word comes back, God, it will be fulfilled.
Yes.
We know that it will be fulfilled. We bind up the enemy on every hand, oh God. We ask that the seed that's been dropped, oh God, fall on good ground.
Yes, Lord.
These blessings we ask in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.